Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for sharing these few moments on this beautiful Monday morning as we begin our week together in God's Word. Today, we are going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18. Here, Paul encourages the Thessalonians to continue living in ways that please God. He states that God wants you to be holy, which implies doing what God wants and avoiding immoral behavior. The chapter concludes with Paul once again referring to Christ's return. And as we begin this week together, God's saving word for us is encouragement. So let's begin reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Finally, our friends, you learn from us how you should live in order to please God. This is, of course, the way that you have been living. And now we beg and urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to do even more. For you know the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy and completely free from sexual immorality. Each of you should know how to live with your wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. In this matter, then, none of you should do wrong to other Christians or take advantage of them. We have told you this before, and we strongly warned you that the Lord will punish those who do that. God did not call us to live in immorality, but in holiness. So then, whoever rejects this teaching is not rejecting a human being, but God, who gives you His Holy Spirit. There is no need to write you about the love for each other. You yourselves have been taught by God how you should love one another. And you have in fact behaved like this toward all the believers in all of Macedonia. And so we beg you, our friends, to do even more. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, to earn your own living, just as we told you before. In this way, you will win the respect of those who are not believers, and you will not have to depend on anyone for what you need. Our friends, we want you to know the truth about those who have died, so that you will not be sad, as are those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus all those who have died believing in Him. What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on the day that the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be the shout of command, the archangel's voice, the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord Himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ will rise to life first. Then we who are living at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So then, encourage one another with these words. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, where the Apostle Paul writes, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in Him." You know, beloved, there's a lot of teaching out there, even within the Christian church, about what happens when we die. There are some denominations that believe in soul sleep, that you go and you just go to the grave when you die, and your body and your soul and everything just remains in the grave until Jesus comes back. There are others that believe that when you die, you have to go to a place called purgatory, where you work through the sins that so easily beset you in this life until you gain the victory over them. All I can tell you is what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. And so our bodies will go to the grave, but our souls are ushered immediately into the presence of God. There we await the return of God for in the last judgment, And he will bring with him all of those souls that have gone on before, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those bodies that have been in the grave shall put on immortality and be reunited with their souls. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so, beloved, we need to comfort one another with these ideas. We don't mourn and grieve like those who have truly lost somebody in death, because we know as believers that death is simply a doorway into the greater things that God has for each of his believers. Let's pray. Loving God, you have taught us how to love one another and how to live in holiness. Guide my thoughts, words, and actions this day so that all I say and do is pleasing in your sight. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, this brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Thessalonians to be ready for the Lord's coming. And so until tomorrow morning, beloved, should the Lord tarry, we look forward to meeting you, and our prayers are that all of your prayers are answered according to God's wonderful abundance in Christ.